It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you one of the millions of women that have trouble climaxing? The female orgasm can be very complex. And here to tell us all about it and how to get our best orgasm is clinical sexologist, the consummate Dr. Ava Cadell. So, Dr. Ava, tell us a little bit about, just a little bit about the science behind what's going on when we do reach orgasm and how we can get the best one that we possibly can.
Okay, Melanie, I love this subject. It's one of my favorites. And what a lot of women don't know are the benefits of orgasm. I mean, apart from the fact that it is a perfect form of self-love that boosts confidence and self-esteem, orgasm actually helps to relieve pain, and it flushes the old bacteria from the cervix. So it's the body's way of getting the bacteria out. And then orgasm is also associated with improved cardiovascular health and lower risk of type 2 diabetes for women. So now you have medical and scientific evidence to pleasure yourself regularly, ladies, whether you have a partner or not.
And I'm sure it's a big stress reliever. Right. And women are under so much stress these days, Dr. Ava, and we're doing for everybody else. And, you know, in Tootsie, that movie a few years back, she said, I'm responsible for my own orgasm. Are we supposed to be responsible or are we supposed to look to somebody else?
Exactly. We must take responsibility for our own pleasure. We cannot wait for somebody to give it to us. And by the way, men hate to think of orgasm as having to work giving their partner an orgasm. Women need to know that the clitoris has no function other than pleasure. So when stimulated, the 8,000 nerve fibers of the clitoris can lead to orgasms. And then there's the G-spot orgasm, which is inside the vagina, about a third of the way in between the vaginal opening and the cervix. And this is also known as the female prostate gland. And when stimulated, blood engorges and hardens the G-spot. And so a lot of women feel deeper, more intense orgasms that way. And again, ladies, you have to take responsibility, pleasure yourself first on your own so that you can then demonstrate to your lover how you want to be pleased. And, you know, there are great toys, sex toys out there. You don't have to go into an adult store. You can go onto a website like theexperiencechannel.com. They have hundreds of sex toys to choose from. And some of them, you know, are very pretty. Kendra has a new line called the Love Candies Prevail Breast Cancer Vibe. So some of the money goes to help breast cancer research.
Dr. Ava, if we're using toys, or do you recommend first we get to know ourselves? We first, as you said, we do these things so that we know what we need. Then how do we approach it with our loved one? Because that is a very sensitive subject. Many men and women out there get offended if you say, I like it this way, or I would rather you didn't do that, or how about if we try this? What's your best advice on, you know, getting that information out there?
Well, I have a really cute game that I tell my couples to play. I tell them to draw like a gingerbread woman, just an outline of a gingerbread woman. Everybody can do that. And then I tell them to write little check marks on the places that they enjoy to be touched. And then I tell them to write crosses on the areas that they don't like to be touched. And it's such a cute, simple game that it makes communication easy. And so, you know, if you don't want you to be touched near your armpits, you just put a cross there. And if you do want to be kissed, you put a check on the lips and so forth. So sometimes visuals make it a lot easier than saying words that nobody ever taught us to say.
Well, it is sometimes difficult. I love that little game. I'm definitely going to try that. Now, sometimes it takes a while. And what about for people who it's fine when they're on their own, but when they're with their partner, it just doesn't happen?
Yeah, and there are a lot of orgasm barriers. You know, according to Planned Parenthood statistics, 30% of women have trouble reaching orgasm. And that's when they are with a partner. And it's because there are relationship resentments, there are fear of intimacy, and of course, lack of stimulation. And so it does take good communication. I have another game, if you will, or a sex therapy technique, and I tell women to literally have a dialogue with their vulvas. Write down a dialogue and ask her what is going on. You know, why is she feeling discomfort? You know, is she menopausal? Or is she thinking that your partner is unworthy of you? So there are some great tips and techniques that I use when I work with my clients in my private practice that I love to share with, you know, people like your audience who are listening. They're just tried and true. And a lot of women going through menopause give up on sex because, you know, they have symptoms like hot flashes and vaginal atrophy and weight gain and depression. And it's all because of less estrogen, which does make the vaginal tissues thinner, drier, less elastic. But the good news is there's solutions, and some are as simple as dabbing a little bit of lube on the vulva to get you into a juicy frame of mind and body.
So it's okay to kind of give it a bit of a head start. And what about when self-esteem issues come in, Dr. Ava? Because a lot of women, those issues you're discussing where they can't be with the partner as easily or as comfortably, come from a place of, ooh, I'm feeling fat or bloated, or I don't want him to see this, or I didn't shave my legs, or, you know, any number of things.
Absolutely. And the solution for lack of self-esteem is to accept and love yourself just the way you are. I know that's not easy to do, but step one is to tell yourself what makes you lovable, what makes you unique, and then acknowledge all of your accomplishments, big and small, and validate yourself and reward yourself. And give yourself permission to surrender to the ultimate pleasures of orgasm.
Well, you know, women, Dr. Ava, we self-talk, negative self-talk all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. And so give us a little bit of a mantra, something that we can use to get rid of that negative self-talk, get us into the right frame of mind so that we can feel, you know, luxurious and sexy. And, you know, not all of us look like you, but we certainly can feel like you.
Oh, no, it's so true. I mean, first of all, answer this question. How do I express my sexuality? And then describe what makes you feel most sexy and why. So what gets you into a juicy frame of mind? You know, is it a bubble bath? Is it listening to music? Is it chocolate? Is it wine? And then express how you want to be made love to, by who, when, and why. Because when you feel sexy, you become sexy. And finally, tap into a positive peak sexy moment that you had in the past. Because your brain doesn't know the difference between whether you are experiencing that sexual peak pleasure moment or whether you're thinking about it. It's still going to release those feel-good hormones that we all need, you know, in order to feel relaxed and worthy and ready for pleasure.
Beautiful way to end that, Dr. Ava Cadell. She's a clinical sexologist and absolutely one of the best. Great advice, listeners. We need to be more confident. Tell yourself nice things, feel sexy, luxurious, and work with your partner because we all deserve a good orgasm. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.